True Blues Retold, Volume 1, Chapter 4, in which Johnny hears something that will change Bo's life forever, mostly by making it longer. Fortunately for Bo, Johnny was sleeping late that morning. Frank had walked into town and picked up some peanut butter and jelly donuts for them to have for breakfast. So they sat there eating, Bo, Frank, and their new friend Randy, getting to know each other and waiting for Johnny to rouse himself. Randy was telling his tale.
I've had amnesia for, well, at least the last 5 years. Since then, I've wandered back and forth across America searching for some clue to my past. But so far, no luck. My first memory is waking up on the edge of a big field. It looked like there must have been some kind of monster party there. What was I doing that caused me to lose my memory?
Then Randy turned to Bo and asked him for his story. And though Bo talks a lot, he doesn't go open up his little duck soul to every stranger he meets. But there was something about Randy, with those innocent eyes and that musical voice of his, that somehow inspired Bo to trust him.
Randy, I don't know what it is, but somehow I trust you. So I'm gonna tell you my story. You know, I used to be a happy duck. I lived a simple life back in the pond in Chicago, eating breadcrumbs and playing reindeer games with my brothers and sisters and my cousin Ernie. I was happy then.
Yeah, Bo, but who taught you to talk?
My mother did, Frank. Who taught you to talk?
No, I mean, who taught you to talk English, or who taught her?
You just don't get it, do you, Frank? We all talk. All ducks across the world talk.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that ducks everywhere speak English?
No, of course not. Do all people speak English? It depends on where they live. Some ducks speak German, some speak Czech, and some stuck-up ducks speak them all.
Oh, this is ridiculous. If all ducks speak, why have I never heard them before?
I didn't say we all talk to you, Frank. It's something we're all taught when we were young. Never speak around the humans. Every duck is instilled with a terrible dread of what would happen if humans ever learned that we could speak. A dread that I saw realized in my own life one fateful day about 4 years ago.
And Bo shared how it happened. He'd been swimming happily by the edge of the pond when he noticed some of his brothers and sisters and his cousin Ernie eating breadcrumbs that some old woman was tossing into the water.
Gee, I'm pretty hungry. Those guys look like they're making out pretty well. Maybe I'll swim over there and get some breadcrumbs too.
But unfortunately, when Bo said that, he said it out loud by the shore, where some human being could hear you. And unfortunately for Bo, someone did.
Ah, what is this I hear? A talking duck.
But before Bo could react, a pair of strong hands grabbed him out of the water, and he found himself face to face with the creepiest looking guy it had ever been his misfortune to lay eyes on.
Hey, put me down! I mean, quack, quack.
Ah, it is too late for your little tricks, ducky ducky. I heard you speak with my own ears. You are a talking duck, and I know someone who would pay handsomely to have you on his marquee.
Marquee, what are you talking about? Hey, where are we going? Put me down!
You will not escape, little ducky. No one escapes once they have fallen into the clutches of Dr. Spiders.
That maniac Dr. Spider stuffed Bo into an old shoebox and locked him in the trunk of his Volkswagen. Seemed like they drove for hours, Bo lonely and scared, not knowing where he was going. By the time the car stopped and Bo was finally dumped out of that box onto some big old wooden desk, he wasn't really scared anymore. Mostly, he was really annoyed.
Oh, sure! Stuff me into a shoebox and drive me for 500 miles in the back of a smelly old car! When's the last time you had that engine of yours checked, Spiders? It's leaking enough fumes to kill a rhinoceros, let alone a poor, innocent duck like me.
Oh my goodness, a talking duck.
That's right, I'm a talking duck. And you're a talking ugly guy. What of it?
Do not speak that way to your new owner, little duck. I think you'll agree with me, do you not, that this creature would make an invaluable addition to your latest fledgling project? Jackson 5, yeah, absolutely, yes, he would. He could be just the thing to pull the Amazing Wonder Circus back into the black.
Circus? What are you, crazy? I'm not joining any circus.
Then I shall expect to be rewarded handsomely for my efforts, and I do not mean in popcorn or canned corn or cream corn or cornbread or corn chowder, not like last time. Oh, don't worry. I'll pay you whatever you want for this little waterfowl. I can see it now. The Amazing Wonder Circus featuring Zambellini, the literary duck.
Oh, sure, just change my name without asking, just because... Hey, what are you doing? Hey, put me down! What are you taking me? Don't put that clown makeup all over my face!
Wow, Bo, did you really join the circus?
You bet I did. I was the star, too. People loved me. They came from all around the world just to see me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Zambellini's a literary duck.
To be or not to be, a duck. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and the ducks. Everyone loved me. Those were the halcyon days of being me, let me tell you. I had lots of friends, too. Oh, the parties we used to have up at the palace in Sioux Falls.
Hey, Zambellini, say something.
Sure thing, big guy. How about our latest ticket sales? That ought to put a smile on your kisser.
Oh, Zambellini, that's so funny. You crack me up.
And you're not too bad yourself, big guy. Hey, Fiona, pour me another drink, and then come over and dance with me. Woo, baby, this is the life. All right, everybody, limbo!
But as we know, things didn't stay fun and games for Beau. It took him totally by surprise that day in February when he was called into his owner's office for a little chat.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's freezing out there. Give me a hot cocoa, big guy, and tell me what's on your mind. Hey, what's he doing here?
Dr. Spiders always appears when he is least expected, little duck. This time I have brought with me a new friend, one you may be very interested to meet.
Hello, my name is Marushka, and I have heard a lot about you.
Check it out, Zambellini, another talking duck. What do you think?
Whoa, mama, that's one cute duck. Pleased to meet you, Marushka. I'm Zambellini, but you can call me Bo. See you later, guys. Marushka and I are going to go paint the town red. Come on, Dollbeak, what do you say?
Oh, Bo, that's funny, but I don't think you understand. You see, I'm not here to go out with you. I'm the Amazing Wonders Circus' latest attraction. I'm your replacement.
What? What are you talking about? People pay big bucks to see me under the big top. What have you got that I don't got?
I found Marushka in a little pond in the outskirts of Czechoslovakia, duck. She has a certain cosmopolitan bearing that you lack. Plus, she is fluent in at least 4 different languages. Just imagine it, a multilingual duck. The crowds will go wild. We could even tour Europe.
Oh, sure, give me a break. I'm cosmopolitan, just look at me. I could learn some other languages, too. I practically speak Czechoslovakian as it is.
Oh, you're such a cute little provincial creature, Bo. But Czechoslovakia is not a language. You speak either Czech or Slovak. You may as well face the facts, Bo. You are yesterday's news.
I'm afraid I've made up my mind, Bo. You're out and Maruska's in. But just to be sporting about it, I won't actually eat you like I was planning. Instead, we'll just kick you out onto the street.
What? But what will I do? Where will I go? The circus is all I know.
Oh, you can always fly south for the winter, Bo. Fabio, please show Bo the door.
What? No! Let me go! Don't kick me out! No!
After he told him that, Bo got real quiet. It was obviously still a painful memory. But then he snapped out of it, and all of a sudden he was the same old Bo.
What's the matter? Ain't you ever heard a sad story before? Well, get over it! I did. It doesn't bother me anymore! Now come on, now that Mr. Lazybones Blues Player has finally woken up, we can figure out how we're going to get to Frank's uncle's place. It'll probably be up to me as usual, the only one here with any brains.
But they knew that it did bother Bo. It bothered him a lot. Even Johnny knew it bothered him, and he'd only been awake for the second half of Bo's story. It bothered Johnny even more, though, because he realized that by a cruel joke of fate, he was going to have to change his plans to kill Bo, because it turned out that Bo's past was actually intertwined with Johnny's own, and Johnny was going to have to rely on that duck to help him reclaim his destiny. Of course, that fact made Johnny want to kill Bo even more. And then Johnny went and talked to Bo, and he was... Johnny. And Frank was going to this thing. Randy was... Hey, kid, what's the matter with you? You falling asleep? Wake up! We're talking about destiny here. Ain't you interested in destiny? That's the problem with you young whippersnappers today. You got no sense of destiny. Can't see past your own eyelashes, can you, kid? Well, you go on home. You go on home until you're ready. Ready for some more of them blues. More of them true blues. Aw, yeah.